We're proud to be sponsored by MyFlex Learning. MyFlex Learning is a scheduling platform that helps middle and high schools meet the individual needs of all students. Schools can easily create and manage time for flex blocks, win time, activity periods, RTI, counselor and teacher appointments, and much more. And with its built-in accountability tool and reporting features, MyFlex Learning solves your challenges around getting kids where they need to be and understanding how flex time is spent. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more and receive $500 off the first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.
Hey, Dr. Chris Jones here, and welcome to A Scene to Lead Short. These episodes are designed to give you a little boost, something to reflect on, and some tools to help you increase your ability to effectively support, engage, and empower not just yourself, but those around you through intentional practices so that you create an environment where everyone, but especially you, reaches their greatest level of success. Let's get to getting better.
Go around, go over, or go through. But no matter what you decide to do, make sure you go and you get there. Hey, everyone, Dr. Jones this week with another one of your weekly video messages. And this week, I want to talk about the idea of going around, over, or through obstacles or setbacks that happen every time you are trying to do something, or not every time, but a lot of times they seem to happen. And the reason that happens is because oftentimes when we are going after goals or trying to be more successful, little bumps occur, and each little bump starts to add up and make the journey seem that much harder or that much more impossible. And then we eventually fall off and don't reach our goals, don't become as successful as we want. So what I want to talk to you about is the idea of going around, going over, or going through. Look, when something comes up, the first thing you want to do is look to see if there's a workaround. Is there another way or a shift you can make that helps you get around that issue that's standing in your way, that roadblock? And if there isn't, is there a way you can go over it? In other words, overcome. Sometimes things that come up in our lives that seem to set us back are things that we just need to last through. We just need to be a little more tenacious and make sure that we hang on or we push further and last longer than that one obstacle, because a lot of times things that come up and step in our way are transient. They're these little things that come up and just last for a little while. Sometimes they're big things and they last for a little longer. What we have to do is persevere. And that's how we go over. Going through things, well, that's probably one of the toughest things, because we have to not only persevere, but we have to overcome. We have to be stronger than the roadblock that has been placed in our way. And we do that by getting better. We do that through failing, reflecting, and then improving. Now, I know you hear that often, right? You have to fail to learn to succeed. You have to make mistakes to get better. You hear that often because it's true. So make sure that to go through things, you realize, embrace, expect, but always learn from those failures that we have, those mistakes that we make, because they're inevitable. Look, we'd all like to be perfect. Maybe. Because think of it this way. If we were perfect, we would never be able to get better. We would never be able to improve. If we were perfect, there'd be no learning. And with no learning, there's no being more successful than the current state we're in. And who doesn't want to be a little more successful than they are now? Not that there's anything wrong or that they're bad now. I think about that all the time. It's not that I'm not good or bad or terrible or anything like that at what I'm doing, but I think about how much better I could be or more successful if I just improved a little bit. And I do that by going around, over, or through obstacles that come up, by finding workarounds, persevering, or getting better. I wish the same for you. Give it a shot. You'll be amazed at how far you can go towards your goals. That's it for this week. Look, As always, I never take it for granted. I appreciate you taking the time to listen and to take these challenges. I hope they work out for you. And as always, be purposeful, act with integrity, and continue to build your character. Have a great week.
Like I said, be purposeful. So be sure to take action on something you heard here today. Again, thanks for listening to the Seeing to Lead podcast. Connect with me at drchrissj@gmail.com or catch me on all the socials by visiting my link tree, Dr. C.S. Jones. That's linktr.ee/drcsjones. Now, go have a successful week.
There are lots of solutions out there for giving students what they need when they need it. But when do they actually do all those things? You need flexible time. When added into your master schedule, flex time enables students to get extra help or intervention, meet with teachers, make up work, get physical exercise, and try new enrichment offerings. If you're thinking of giving it a try, check out MyFlex Learning, which unlocks the benefits of flex time without the common challenges. Its intuitive design and SIS integration makes implementation and training a breeze. Make your flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/B to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE.